8 of Utah's 15 school board seats are up for election this November. But in a year dominated by a presidential election, those down-ballot candidates can be overlooked. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Justin Lee is Utah's deputy director of elections, and he says that in a year like 2016, school board elections can be somewhat neglected.
Virtually everyone will vote for president. Virtually everyone will vote for Senate and governor. But yeah, the lower down the ballot you get, the less people are voting on a given race.
And this year, school board elections are different than usual. In the past, the governor would appoint two candidates for the November election, but not anymore.
So anyone that declared candidacy, their name would show up on the ballot, and then voters voted on that in the primary, and the top two vote-getters then proceeded to the general election.
And by 2018, it'll move to a partisan process, meaning the school board will be chosen much like state legislators. Among those who are clued into the election is Gordon Gibb, professor of special education at Brigham Young University. Gibb says it matters to him that candidates for the state board have teaching experience themselves.
I think it's the contact with day-to-day teaching that is an important informative in this process.
As it stands now, only 3 of the current 15 board members have worked in public schools, and only one was a full-time teacher. It's for that reason that Gibb encourages all of his students, future teachers, to get involved with the state board. He wants their voices from the classroom to be heard. He believes the board needs that input.
In fact, I wonder sometimes if they get enough feedback to fulfill their job.
And what is their job exactly? To put it simply, the board creates policies that affect every school in the state, such as the recent state standards created to match the core curriculum, and a recent change to teacher licensure, allowing more college grads to apply for classroom positions. To Gibb, these elections are really important, no matter how far down the ballot they are. Lee Hale, KUER News.